This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply, some changes in parking enforcement in downtown Roseburg in recent days, and we're going to go in-depth on that. Stuart Cowie, Community Development Director for the City of Roseburg, and we also have Bill Kep and Brandon Johnson from Ace Parking. Stuart, first of all, start out and remind folks about why we haven't had parking enforcement in downtown Roseburg and Laurelwood for quite some time.
Sure. Yeah, Kyle. So it's been about 2 years almost since we've had active enforcement occurring in those areas. Previously, we had a contract with ParkSmart. That was terminated in March 31st of 2020. Shortly thereafter that, we contracted with Rick Williams Consulting to assess the parking situation and create a downtown parking assessment plan. That happened over the course of 2020 and early 2021, in which we had quite a bit of public outreach at that time. We formed a Roseburg Parking Stakeholder Advisory Committee, and that consisted of a restaurant downtown, a retail business, a personal service, and a professional service. And it was important for us to get feedback from employees downtown and to talk about things like on-street time-limited parking, on-street paid parking zones, and then public off-street parking. And those were some of the things that occurred during that time, as well as we had a couple of public open houses and did a survey in which we had about 300 people respond, 55 of those which were downtown business owners and workers. So that's essentially what's been happening over the last couple of years as we've been getting and determining as a city how we want to move forward with parking in the downtown and Laurelwood areas.
Now, some people have asked why a community the size of Roseburg even worries about parking enforcement in the downtown area.
You know, the whole purpose for parking downtown is really for the businesses and their customers to be able to provide an open spot for customers to be able to park for businesses rather than having other adjacent business owners park in front of a neighboring business. So the whole purpose of it is to be able to try to help support businesses and make customer parking available.
Now, recently, city entered into a contract with Ace Parking. Bill Kep is the Senior Vice President. Bill, tell us a little bit about your company, where you're headquartered, and how many communities you provide service for.
Sure. Thanks. We're based in San Diego. We have operations in over 100 communities across the country. And we've been part of the larger state of Oregon community for over 25 years. We're one of the largest parking operators in Oregon, and we maintain a pretty substantial regional office in Portland, which is where Brandon, who's also on the call here, is based. Our enforcement division supports communities really throughout the country for over 20 years now. Just to give you a couple of examples, we have similar scope enforcement operations that we provide for the city of Palm Springs and the city of Chula Vista in California. We've ran their operation, both of those operations, for over 10 years. And I'll give you one more example, a more recent enforcement operation in the Pacific Northwest is we run the enforcement for Microsoft at their headquarters in Redmond, Washington.
Wow. So you have a lot going on. Now, I know the local office has been open. Brandon, talk about what's been going on this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So since then, our primary focus has really just been on community outreach. Our parking manager, Jim, has been going door to door, speaking with community members and business owners in downtown. And I've been helping get the office established with Michelle, our office administrator. Had a lot of community members coming into the office, calling in with lots of questions to be answered, and really just getting ourselves introduced into the community and becoming as much of a part of it as we can, as quickly as we can.
And where is your office located at?
We are at 612 Southeast Jackson Street, Suite 5. So between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., please come down, say hi, and ask us any questions that you may have regarding what our future operations are like, or what we have in place right at this time.
So will the enforcement process be evolving? I mean, as Stuart said, we haven't had it for almost 2 years now. How are you going to sort of handle this transition?
Absolutely, yes. Since there has not been enforcement in a couple of years, we understand that there needs to be an education period where we are really familiarizing the community with what the parking regulations are going to be and how we are phasing in our approach towards getting to into a full operation. So, again, that started with going door to door, speaking with individuals, letting them know what the changes are coming. We'll be getting our enforcement vehicle that individuals will see driving around over this next few weeks as they start to establish their patrol routes. Then we'll go into a period where we will only be issuing warnings so that people continue to be educated on, you know, what the ordinances are in their surrounding area. And then finally, after we get through a period of time where we feel the community is really comfortable and familiar with what's going on, we'll then move into actually issuing citations. But we understand that there's a buildup period of time needed to get to that point, and we don't want to come in heavy-handed. We want to come in and make sure that we're doing everything that we can to educate people before going into full enforcement.
And how many staff will be working for ACE in Roseburg?
Yeah. So we'll have our full-time enforcement manager, Jim. Then we have our full-time office manager, Michelle. She's the one that you'll be oftentimes seeing or communicating with via email or on the phone. And then we'll also have a part-time ambassador that'll be helping out on the weekends and also with some repairs and maintenance for the meters that we have existing.
So, Stuart, it sounds like many in the business community are a little bit leery of parking in the downtown parking structure. How do you address those concerns?
Sure. No, we understand those very valid concerns and have recently done a kind of a deep clean of the parking garage, and we'll have a more routine maintenance plan that's there. And then the hope also is with ACE, as they do their routine parking circulation routes with their vehicle, that will create a deterrent for those that may have been in the parking garage previously that have caused issues. It's important for people to be aware that the parking garage isn't the only option for them to be able to park in. We have four other surface lots, and really the primary change that people will see in regards to parking downtown is that there will be time-limited parking. So that will be, in most situations, a two-hour time limit. There are some areas that will be a three-hour time limit from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So if people park outside those time frames in the downtown area in the evenings and things like that, they can do that on the streets, and that area that time frame won't be regulated.
And then what about businesses then, especially we have a lot of small businesses that are dealing with bringing products in, moving inventory around. Are they still able to come and go for that kind of thing and park by their store?
Most definitely. We have designated loading areas that are identified that have been used in the past and will continue to be used, as well as because it's time-limited parking, if a business owner says, hey, I just need to drop something in for 10, 15 minutes in front of my business, they'll be able to do that. So the time limits are really the things that will be changing and that people need to get used to. But We're glad that we have ACE here with us and are partnering with them. They're a very professional parking service, and their public outreach thus far has been fantastic.
And Bill, anything else you want to let folks know about just how you're going to be doing things?
Not too much. I appreciated Brandon's summary of our approach to operations. Our focus is going to be on educating the public and taking a more soft approach to rolling out an enforcement program.
All right, very good. Well, our time is done, but again, Stuart Cowie from the City of Roseburg, Bill Kemp, and Brandon Johnson from ACE Parking. Gentlemen, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
841 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.